Floyd Fest 19 Voyage Home. It is back on the mountain July 24th through 28th. John McBroom, who joined Floyd Fest in 2004 and became production manager, is now the co-owner and chief financial officer of the festival. Jessica Taylor is now the vice president for Across the Way Productions. She returned to ATW and Floyd Fest after several years at Jefferson Center as the programming coordinator. And they joined WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me in studio to talk about Floyd Fest 19. Now, by the way, John McBroom isn't just the CFO.
Don't know how and I don't know why. All I know is that we try making it better in every way. Come on now, people, what you say?
That is John McBroom with Blue Mule. It's a familiar group in these parts with his song Water Life. Blue Mule, that is just one of many, many performers that will appear on multiple stages at Floyd Fest 19. I want to welcome in Jessica and John. Good morning to you both. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Man, that's a great piece right there. That's some good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Now, Jessica, what's the count at now? How many bands, how many stages at Floyd Fest 19, and how in the world do you juggle all the scheduling?
That's a good question. So we have over 100 artists performing over 5 days. We have 8 stages, and we're actually adding a bus stop stage too this year, which is a new thing. And how we juggle
outside the main gate?
It's actually inside. It's down in the Global Village.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know if you saw last year, it's the checkered painted school bus. And Sam Calhoun owns that. And we're partnering with Paluso and Beehive Productions and Press Merch. And what they're doing is going to be recording some of our On the Rise artists down there.
Really? So it'll be a little...
It's like a little mini studio. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Of course, you're in Blue Mule with... Tom Olmsen, who owns Flat Five. So, and just to let people know, Blue Mule, you guys played July 4th. So, how long have you guys been around Blue Mule?
I'm going to say it's about 17 years now.
Okay.
It's I kind of gauge it on how old my son is, and he just graduated high school. So, it's kind of scary, but we just keep picking.
So, how many sets do you have coming up at Floyd Fest this year?
Blue Mule has 3. We have, over the years, we have done a thing called Breakfast with the Mule, and we're doing one at the Garden Stage, I believe, on Friday morning, one at the Workshop Porch Saturday, and then over at Libations on Sunday. So,
yeah. All right.
We're honored to be back. It's one of our favorite things we do every year.
Now, John, you've been with Floyd Fest in some capacity, I think, since 2004.
Exactly.
You know, what's the big? Now you're the chief financial officer and co-owner. What's the biggest change you've tried to instill since you took on the new role, or has there been anything major that you've tried to do? Or
I've just tried to, you know, facilitate what the team needs to put on this festival. In some ways, it's I get one of the nicer views for most of the year. I mean, I got to make sure that. That they have everything they need. But other than that, when I was production manager, I was pulling my hair out for 4 or 5 months out of the year. And, and now I've got other people that pull their hair out.
it's good to be king.
I wouldn't go there, but, it's the last couple of years have been a lot more work on the front end, a whole lot more work right after the festival. But we have figured out how to put on a nice festival, and I've kind of seen it from all the angles, from everything from a patron in the very early years to an artist now, and it's just amazing to watch these guys do what they do and watch the love that comes out at this festival.
Mm-hmm.
We also dubbed John the camp counselor. So,
okay. Right.
You know, he really takes care of everyone. If you have like a concern, you can talk to him. He's right. Like the very like calm force within the company.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk with John McBroom and Jessica Taylor from Floyd Fest 19 Voyage Home. By Sunday morning or so, are the wheels starting to come off some people or are you keeping it together?
Nah, we keep it together. We keep it together really until we don't have to anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's still a lot of work that happens after the festival, you know. A lot of our staff leaves on Monday. That's when we start breaking down the stages. But we have crew that's on site that entire week, handling everything.
Yeah. Now, you guys lease that property from someone, right?
Yes.
What are they, what happens there the rest of the year? Do they do anything with the property, the owners?
Over the years, we have done events.
Right.
Fandango, Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, we would really love to figure out more stuff to do there, but this year we're going to be talking, or here in just a minute, we might mention another event that is going instead of Fandango this year, which would have actually happened, last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you want to mention it now with something else coming up, or?
Sure. So we're partnering with Salem Civic Center, and we're doing the Big Chill, Floyd Fest Ball. And so we have the Isley Brothers coming. It's their 60th anniversary. We have Turquoise, who's going to come. And then we have Tony Cam and the Funk All-Stars. And it's like a Winter Wonderland theme that we're going to do at the Salem Civic Center. And it's December 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isley Brothers, they're iconic.
Yeah.
That's called what now?
It's called the Big Chill, a Floyd Fest Ball.
Okay.
Wow.
That's great. So, check out Salem Civic Center box office .com. Best way to get that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be promoting it more after Floyd Fest and talking about it and stuff. So,
All right. 850 at WFIR. Having a good time this morning. We're talking with Jessica Taylor and John McBroom from Floyd Fest, getting ready for Floyd Fest 19 Voyage Home. Now, here's a snippet from one of the headliners, the String Cheese Incident. They've been around for quite a while.
Running down the dusty trail from
Alrighty, so for either of you now, this next question, for people who've never been to Floyd Fest before, describe the demographics, who comes out every year, and where are they coming from?
Wow, that's a good question.
That's a big question.
Yeah, so the demographic is an interesting one. I think that's what I really love about the festival is that we appeal to really young kids. We have our children's universe, and it's all kid programming, and so we have babysitting there too, all the way up until to a really older generation.
Sure.
It's nice because families can come, they can bring their kids, you can bring your grandparents, and you can all have a really good time. Where they come from is all over. I mean, all over the world, really. I think this year we have someone coming from Norway.
Wow.
We had someone from Australia one year. So, definitely within a couple hour radius is most of our patrons, but all over the country for sure.
Jessica, how involved were you this year in putting together the music?
Not very involved.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all Chris.
Yeah.
Chris does that. He does
Chris Hodges.
Yeah, Chris co-founder. Hodges. Yeah.
What's interesting about Chris is, and I've known Chris for 20 years now, he just has his ear for music that all
he
goes
really
together.
Does.
And I don't listen to a lot of Spotify or whatever. So I the first time I ever hear some of these bands is when I go to Floyd Fest.
Yeah.
And I wind up picking up a couple CDs because I'm old school. But let's talk about the blend of music and how it really, it's sort of a music that, again, will appeal to that wide demographic.
Yeah, so again, there's, we have all different genres at the festival. I mean, String Cheese, you have jam band, you have bluegrass. We also have Casey Musgraves, who's, like country, almost country pop.
Heard that name before.
Yeah, Brandi Carlile, who's just a great Americana folk singer. Then we have some blues thrown in there with Fantastic Negrito. He's great. He's kind of that electric blues. Then you have Phil Lesh, in the Terrapin Family Band. I mean, he's an icon, know.
I mean, he's kind of, his old band is kind of why I think a whole lot of us are doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Just the overall vibe of what the Grateful Dead did years ago and, traveling around the traveling circus.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it was something that inspired me to A, want to play music, and then to want to put on events. My old band from years ago used to do a thing down at Highland Park every 4th of July. And from that to, making the fateful request that I'd love to be a stage manager for Chris so many years ago, and that kind of all started, sitting here.
Right.
It's
what you get for opening your mouth. Huh?
Yeah, no, exactly. I was like, hey, Chris, and those were dangerous words to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, having Phil is definitely...
And tell people who Phil Lesh was if they don't know
Phil
him.
Lesh was the bass player for the Grateful Dead.
Probably got some stories, huh?
I would say he's... let's just say he was on the bus. we're just, you know, the entire lineup and the way it came together was so wonderful. I was going to say serendipitous a little bit.
I would say that.
And
you mean this year's lineup in particular?
Yeah, okay. This one in particular.
Right. No, I mean, we would, you know, sit there and go, oh, what about that? And what about this? And what about that? And then just, I mean, and, you know.
So thematically, it all works this year, you think?
It did. You know, when I was talking with Chris at the beginning of the year, you know, he was saying, you know, he has this kind of wish list in his head. And he felt like this year he pretty much got everyone on that wish list, which doesn't really always happen. Right. So he was really excited about that. I think another thing just to mention, though, like you said, is that you're walking through the festival grounds and you hear a band that you've never heard of and it kind of draws you in. And then now it's like your favorite band. And we have a lot of those that maybe you've never heard of, but, you know, you'll listen to them and you'll be a fan for life now.
Mm-hmm. And what, with 8-9 stages, you can kind of get half a set here, half a set there, kind of bounce around.
Yeah. Well, I just remember, you know, in the early years going, Chris, who are these people? Who are these people? I was like, don't worry about it. Don't, you know. And after probably year 5 or 6, I just stopped asking because I knew that it didn't matter. They were going to be talented, professional, and fun to have on your stage.
Yeah, I've always told Chris he has an incredible ear for the music and how it all fits together. And it is really very, very, if anything, it's really incongruous when you get to the festival. A couple of minutes left. We'll talk with John McBroom and Jessica Taylor from Floyd Fest 19 Voyage Home. And we'll talk about the On the Rise series. It's one of the neat things that was instituted as a battle of the bands, and some regional and local acts get a chance to play locally, and then some of the better ones move on. And some of them have even gone on to play the main stage. Talk about that a little bit. That's really kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, so this year we didn't do so much of a battle of the bands. We did that last year. But what we did is we featured some of these artists at Martin's and did a Floyd Fest showcase, and people really came out for those. So we have 12 bands this year, and what they do is you're able to vote at the festival and up until July 31st on the Floyd Fest app, which has just been updated, so download that. But anyway, so they compete for a spot in 2020 to play on the main stage, and we have one winner and then one runner-up. So last year, the winner was Magnolia Boulevard, and then the runner-up was Traverse Brothership, who's really getting a lot of traction.
Yeah, I saw them here at Martin's recently.
Yeah, they're great.
If I got to talk to one of the guys for a story. And you get on that main stage, the Dreaming Creek main stage, a lot different than the Beer Garden, which I love the Beer Garden, though.
Yeah.
So that's got to be... That's got to be the holy grail for some of these people, huh?
I think it is, yeah. That's definitely the holy grail if you're an up-and-coming artist. I mean, that's where all of our headliners play, except for this year we will have Phil playing on Hill Holler on Thursday night, which is a little bit different for us, and we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. But definitely the holy grail of the stages.
We're about running out of time here. Beer and wine, craft beer and wine, outdoor activities.
Outdoor activities.
Something for everyone, I would say.
Okay.
Definitely.
And where can people go to find out last minute about any tickets left or anything?
Yeah, floydfest.com. I will say that tickets are running low, so if you're thinking about coming, you should probably get yours soon.
All right. John McBroom, Jessica Taylor, please, thank you very much. Floyd Fest 19 Voyage Home is coming up July 24th through the 28th, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.